Welcome to the Celebrity Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, from uplevelwithjess.com, and I'm here to share with you all of my secrets on how to stand out, become a magnet to your success, and step into your unique celebrity energy. I'm letting loose on everything you need to access what I call celebrity energy, so you're attracting a life and career that helps not only you, but the masses. I truly believe that if more good people had a bigger platform to share their unique truth, the world would be a much better place, which is why I've made it my mission to teach as many artists, influencers, and creatives as possible how to become famous. So, if you're ready to leave your mark on this world and make a massive impact, or if you're simply ready to join a community of like-minded creatives, then this is for you. Don't forget to subscribe and join me on a journey to help you step into your unique celebrity energy. Hey guys, and welcome the heck back. Or I should say welcome to the brand new podcast, Celebrity Energy. Welcome. We've got a snazzy new intro. We've got a brand new name, brand new podcast artwork. Everything has changed. And I'm not going to lie, it feels amazing to be back here, but I'm also a little bit nervous because there has been so much that has changed. Like, I was looking back at when the last episode was that I brought out on the podcast before, its previous name, and it was around the time when I was in California and I was talking about this concept of celebrity energy, and I was talking about my fame frequency course. And so it's really funny how it's gone full circle and now I'm back here talking about all of this stuff again. So anyway, a lot of things have changed and I'm really excited to be back here recording again because podcasting has always been a dream of mine. And everybody who knows me knows I can talk. And I set this podcast up a couple of years ago now. And I was consistently on this podcast under a different name, which is out there still because there's so many episodes where this podcast used to be called the Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Podcast. But, you know, like, I'm a Scorpio rising and I'm not gonna lie, guys, death and rebirth is my masterpiece. It's what happens to me the most throughout life. And I've gone through multiple different layers and multiple different chapters of my life. And now I'm finally feeling like I'm in a frequency again that is, I would just call it my, I don't know, my mojo is back. That's what I'd say. Or it's like that it factor frequency where it's like there's just something about you, there's something about your energy that attracts. And I lost that for a while, and I'm going to be completely transparent. Like, I think I lost that for about a couple of years. And so I'm going to explain a little bit about the podcast change and getting back on here and some other things that are going on in my world. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am still the same person. I'm just the same person that has grown and evolved, and, you know, so has my business. And I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm going to tell you lots of stories about what has gone on, lots of updates over the past nearly year, because I think it was back in July last year, and that was just as I was coming back from California. And that's when the podcast stopped for me, as well as lots of other things. And lots of changes had been made. So here's my story, because, you know, I think it's worth the full explanation here. I have been an entrepreneur now for about 4 years. I set up my business back in 2020 and it blew up over that time. I had massive success in my business at the end of 2020, moving into 2021. I made a hell of a lot of money. I gained a massive following. And it started to feel like things weren't sitting right with me in my business. And in fact, really recently, and I mean this like over the last 6 months, you know, I was sitting down with close friends and family of mine, and I just sort of said, you know, I've built this business up and I've built almost this legacy, this it's become really reputable, people know my name, but there's some part of me that just doesn't want to do it anymore. And I literally sat down with them and I said, I don't think this is for me anymore. And I was even talking to, some of my family members, and I was saying, you know, I was exploring different avenues that I could go down. As I'm an actress already, you know, my acting career is first and foremost. I'm making massive headway in that, which actually, like, I will explain in some of my life updates. But, you know, I'm making huge progress in my acting career. However, on the side of that, you know, it's always good to have something else going on. And this is what my business was for me. And I, you know, I sat down and said, don't think I want this anymore. And I was exploring these other avenues. I was, you know, thinking, okay, what am I skilled at? Like, what am I actually really, really good at? And I know I'm good at sales. I know I'm good at marketing. I know I'm good at promoting other people and promoting myself, you know, and these are all skills that I've learned over the years of running a business. You know, I was talking about potentially going into PR or marketing agencies and things like this. And there was something inside me that was like, no, that doesn't feel right either. And I've been in on this kind of like, it's been a really icky journey of a lot of shadow work and a lot of figuring out who I am again. And, you know, along this time, throughout this time, I've been trying everything I can to make it work, okay? So I've been like, you know, I came offline for a long time. Obviously, I stopped the podcast for a long time. I then came back online, but I've tried to be faceless online, where I've done all of this like faceless marketing content. That still didn't feel right. I tried to relaunch things that have really, really worked in the past for me, and that still didn't feel right. And then I had to sit down with myself and get a little bit curious about what was going on here. And I had to ask myself, okay, let's think back to all of the times in my life where it really was working, where it really did feel right, where I was in a frequency that was so magnetic, so bold, so attractive, that everything was happening for me. I was just blowing up in all areas of my life. And there are certain times in my life where that has happened. Like I said, back in 2020 and, you know, in 2021, those were the years when my business blew up and I went viral online and things were happening in that area. Or if I think back to when I started my career as an actress and I had just come out of drama school, and this was back in 2016, and I'd just come out of drama school in London, and I went straight into a West End show. I then went straight into playing a leading lady in a West End show and, you know, was thrown into the limelight. And again, that was one of my most magnetic times in my career. And so I was looking back at these moments and I was going, what is the common denominator with these moments? Like, what made those moments so huge for me? What made me blow up in those moments? And I realized there was a certain frequency that I was living in those moments that changed the game for me. That was the reason for all of my success that I've ever seen in my life. And that frequency is what I call celebrity energy. This is the energy that just works. It's the energy that every person out there is drawn to in you. It's the most attractive energy in you. It's your unique magnetism. It's the thing that makes everybody fall in love with you. And it's also the energy that makes you blow up in this world. It's the energy that's going to get your business seen, get your message heard. It's the energy that's going to get your creativity as an actor and an artist and, you know, an online entrepreneur and all these things. It's what is going to get you recognized in this world. And that's why it's actually funny that when I was sat down talking with some of my friends and my family members about these other avenues I could go down and my other skill sets, and I was talking about like PR and things like that, actually, that is what this is about. Most of the successful PR management companies and, you know, marketing agencies in the world will tell you, you have to have a story worth telling. And what that really means is you you get to have an energy, a frequency that is worth being around. And that's essentially what it is. And that's essentially what I've helped so many artists and creatives and entrepreneurs with over the last 4 years without necessarily realizing it myself. It's also what I've helped myself to do. And this magnetism that I've stepped into so at such a high standard is the reason why I've blown up in such a huge way in different chapters of my life, which is the reason for the podcast change. It's the reason for things coming out in my business now and my message in my business just getting clearer and clearer, because I think things were a bit messy for a while because I honestly was just repurposing content that I began this business with because it did work in the past and because it was coming from such a purely authentic place at that time when I was in the depths of my healing, when my ex left me and I was ripped open and I had to heal again. All of the work that I did, and it's really how my Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Academy was created, it was through all of the depths of that healing. And I was really trying to repurpose that content, but not realizing that actually I was telling an old story and that I'd moved on and that actually there's a certain frequency and that celebrity energy that I talk about, which is actually my zone of genius. That's always been the thing. That has always been the main principle of every single one of my courses, every single bit of content that I've put out there, every single connection I've ever made in my life. My zone of genius is celebrity energy. And what I realized very, very recently was actually what this meant and how to maintain it. Because I have lived with this energy like you will have done. So if you think back to times in your own life where you've blown up and things have gone like incredibly well and you've been like the most attractive version of you, and then suddenly you might feel like it's dropped off again. Those chapters we all go through in life, just as I have done. But I realized that I have harnessed this energy to such a high standard in the past. I really get it. And so it made me really curious about figuring out exactly the steps to get there and to keep it and to maintain it. And really, like, this is my new story. My story isn't the same as it was before. You know, yes, I was heartbroken. Yes, I went through the depths of my healing and I did all of this and I came out this new person. But that's my old story. What my new story is a woman who has evolved so much. She's run a business, you know, like I've run a business, I understand it. Like I'm not a new entrepreneur anymore. Like I get it. I get how to run finances. I get how to invest in myself. I get how to run stocks and shares. I get how to draw up contracts. I get the world of business, okay? I also get the world of my acting career. I've been an actor for nearly a decade. I've been a writer and creative and all these things for a very, very long time. So I'm not a novice in any of these areas anymore. And it's almost like I realized that I had to step up and actually move into this new version of myself completely and fully. And with this new version of myself comes a new story. And it comes a new, there's just this new sense of fire behind me. Because it's what I'm actually living right now. That story of how I created my academy is not my story anymore. It's not what I'm living right now. Whereas what I am living, I'm in this space where I'm helping not only myself, by the way, like I'm doing this myself. I am putting myself out there. I'm getting myself seen, getting myself recognized. I'm working on this celebrity energy for myself and my own acting career, but also for all of my other clients. This is the story that I now tell for them. And that's not to say that all of the work that I've done on my other courses that I've brought out in the past aren't relevant anymore, because they absolutely are. They're just in a different frequency. And they're for the people who were at that stage in their life, that are at that stage in their life, just where I was back then, where I was healing and had to go through that deep inner work to understand the laws of the universe, to understand what manifestation actually was. You know, that was a chapter that there's many, many other people going through that chapter right now. So that's why My Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Academy isn't going anywhere. And in fact, I've made it 10 times better bringing it out this year. And it's all in one digital course now anyway, because I'd like completely restructured the way I'd done things over the last round. So it's like, there is so much value in there for people who want it, and it's not going anywhere, because I believe it needs to be in this world and that there are so many people that need it. However, for me and what I need, and that's the thing, because when I'm running my own personal brand, I have to listen to what I need, you know, and what I need right now is to step into a frequency that is authentic to me. And that frequency is this celebrity energy. And it's honestly just allowing myself to settle into it, claim it and own it, and actually be like, you know what, this is my zone of genius. This is what I've helped hundreds of other creative people achieve in their life. Now let's just own it. And for that reason, I actually am going to be bringing out something else that is new. So back when I was saying that I really felt into this celebrity energy and then it kind of dropped off again, that was this time last year. So that was when I had just traveled to LA, right? I'd just gone to California, and I was in California. I was with my best friends. I was traveling all around California and Arizona and Mexico, and I was doing all of that. I was meeting with some of the top casting directors in LA, like coffee meetings and chats with them in Hollywood. And I was living in that frequency, and I was so there. And when I got back to the UK, it all started to drop off again. And I kind of went through the travel blues, and I was missing my friends. And I was also going through like quite an intense dating experience at the time. Like I was going on like a dating journey and having some awful results in that area. And so my self-worth was kind of on the floor again. So the magnetism dropped off, the celebrity energy dropped off. But whilst I was over there and whilst I was in that energy, I released a course called the Fame Frequency Course. And this was just a 4-week, because it was like, you know, it was really inspired at the time. It was when I was in Mexico, I'd spent like 3 weeks by myself in the heart of Mexico. And as I was there and, you know, spending that time by myself, I had this like huge inspiration to bring this course out. And that's where celebrity energy, or hashtag celebrity energy, which I've spoken about before in my business, really came about for me. And I released this course, and it was only a 4-week course. It was very intensive, but it was with a group of creative women. And we went through over those 4 weeks, and there was a whole load of back-end resources. And essentially, what I'm feeling right now is to bring back that course, but in a much bigger way. So this is where we're getting specific now, with not only me sitting into the frequency that is most authentic for me right now as a coach, as an entrepreneur, and as a person, but also for all of my community, all of you guys out there that have been listening, let's say, from like the get-go, let's say all of my OGs, but also, you know, people that are new to me, or people that have kind of been listening, but maybe you joined me at the time when my frequency was a little bit off. So maybe you're just a bit like, I feel connected to you, but also what is the actual picture here? Like, what are we actually working with here? Because my message was quite blurry. And but for you guys, this is where we get specific. So in fact, I'm not doing any like massive launch or anything like that. I'm just bringing this out because it feels right. It feels intuitive. But I want to bring out a mastermind in this area. I want to bring back the Fame Frequency, but on a bigger level, a more specific level for my artists, my actors, my writers, creatives, my online entrepreneurs, my content creators, basically all of my creative people. Because here's the difference as well, guys, being a creative and an actor myself, there is a difference working with very highly creative people and a difference working with very highly logical, scientific people. Creative people are a lot more emotional, a lot more in tune with their emotions, a lot more sensitive. And there's some big things that I've realized, which is all going into this mastermind, guys, but there's some big things that I've realized about my own sensitivity and about how that's having an impact on showing up in the world and feeling safe to show up in the world. And this is so much about what I want to talk about with you guys. But I'm bringing this out. So essentially, this will be a 3-month mastermind where you get to work with me on a very, very intimate, close level with a small group of people, where we go over 3 months together working through this energy of celebrity energy, what it means, how you get there, how you maintain it. And alongside that, you're going to get all of these back-end resources that were already in the Fame Frequency course from the get-go. And you also have the opportunity to receive the Mindset Miracles and Manifestation Academy as a whole digital product. You get the opportunity to receive that at a bonus discounted rate. That's only if you want it, guys. That's only if you want that added extra level of healing, because that is the root of healing in that course. That's like, if you want to go there, that's everything there. But with the Fame Frequency Mastermind, that's where we're focusing in on your career. We're focusing in on getting your message heard, on getting you visible, on getting you seen by the masses, and helping you blow up in your career. And I just can't like describe to you the difference in how I feel now, even just talking about this, even being able to hit record and record a podcast episode for the first time in nearly a year, just goes to show how excited I am by this and how authentic and right this feels. So I'm going to leave that there with you. I feel like I've told the story from the beginning. I feel like I've filled you guys in. And I want to make this podcast more of a regular feature again. Because I'm feeling so inspired and I've got this frequency running through my body, I'm really feeling like I want to talk a lot about some of the things that are on my mind. And I'm excited to talk about it. So expect more episodes to come. I would love for you guys to get in touch if you are interested in this mastermind, the Fame Frequency Mastermind that I'm going to be bringing out. Just drop me a DM. There's going to be no massive launch. I just want you to drop me a DM and so I can see who's interested. And as always, if you've enjoyed this episode and if you are just as excited about me coming back onto the podcast in this new space, this new celebrity energy podcast, I would love for you guys to take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with anybody who you think would benefit. And let's just go and create magic in the next years of your life and your career, because there is so much at your fingertips and there is this energy is accessible to absolutely every single one of us. I'll explain this in another episode, but you know, yes, some people are born with this energy, but let me tell you, the people that are born with this energy, they can usually as well lose it just as quickly. Those of you that might not necessarily feel as natural in this energy, you can learn it. It is a resource. It is a frequency that everybody has access to. And I'm just so excited for everybody to get this resource at their fingertips, use it, promote themselves, share their story, and be seen and recognized by the world. Because I believe that every good person should be seen by the world. So I'm going to leave that with you guys, all of my future celebs in the making, and I will chat to you all next week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think would love it too. And if you want to let me know how you found it, just screenshot this episode, add it to your Instagram story, and tag me at @uplevelwithjess so I can throw all the love right back at you. And of course, subscribe, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review to show your support and to keep the good stuff coming. Sending you so much love from your girl, Jess.